Mesechtes Zvachim, Daf Yud Gimel, 6 lines from the top of the Amid at the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we already learned, called Zvachim Shenizbechu Shlei L'Shman Kshirim, El Shlei Olu Bailam Shem Chayva, Chutz Ben HaPesach V'Achatas, HaPesach Bizmane V'Achatas B'Chol Zman. The Mishnah taught us that although any korban that Shechta Shlei L'Shman, which the Mer calls Shini Kodesh, is going to be Kasha, El Shlei Olu Bailam Shem Chayva, however, Korban Pesach or Korban Chatas, which is Shechta Shlei L'Shman, will be Pasach Gamri, and although the Mishnah only discussed Shechita, but we already mentioned that the din of the Mishnah applies to all Da'al Avedah Shabadam, and it applies to Shechita, Kabbalah, Hilach, and Zrika, and we already saw all the Makuris for these dinim of the Mishnah. However, our Mishnah will explicitly teach us this din, as the Mishnah starts, HaPesach V'Chata Sheshachtin Shalei L'Shman, that if a Korban Pesach or Korban Chatas was Shachtin Shalei L'Shman, or Kibbal V'Halach V'Zarek Shalei L'Shman, or its entire Kabbalah, or its entire Halacha, or its entire Zrika was done Shalei L'Shman, Oy L'Shman V'Shalei L'Shman, or part of one of these Avedas were done L'Shman as well as Shalei L'Shman, Oy Shalei L'Shman V'Shalei, or part of Avedas was done Shalei L'Shman and part of the same Avedas was done L'Shman, then in all cases they will be Psulim, as we learned in the first Mishnah, that a Pesach and Chatas that was Shacht and Shalei L'Shman would be Pasal Gamri. And the Mishnah continues to explain Ketzal L'Shman V'Shalei L'Shman was the case where someone had Kavon L'Shma as well as Shalei L'Shma during the same Avedah, L'shem Pesach, L'shem Shlamim, and for example, if he did Shechita and he originally started Avodah L'shma and he did so L'shem Pesach and then he changed his intent and he had intent L'shem Shlamim, that would be L'shma V'shalei L'shma and would still be Pasol. And similarly, Shalei L'shman V'lishman is the opposite case, and originally he started off L'shem Shlamim and then he changed his Kavana and he stated that he's doing so L'shem Pesach. And we already discussed this part of the Mishnah in the Gemara Daf Beis Amud Beis when the Gemara discussed the din of Stam L'shman. Now Mishnah continues and brings a klal shazevach nifsel ba'abad dvarim, that if there's a psul b'degei a carbon, then that psul would apply to all four things that are relevant to a carbon, and it applies to the abar avodah shabadam, shechita v'kibul v'hilach v'zrika. And the Mishnah continues, Rav Shimon machshav b'hilach shay Rav Shimon oimer e efshe shalei b'shechita v'shalei b'kavala v'shalei b'zrika aval efshe b'lei hilach ashech b'tzad mizbech v'zerek, as Rav Shimon argues on a Tana Kama, and he holds that this din of shalei l'shma doesn't apply to all four. As if someone does a halacha of the Korban Pesach or a Korban Chata Shalei L'Shma, then the carbon would still be kosher, and similarly, b'negei any other carbon would still be olu b'aylin l'shem chayva. And Rav Shimon explains the difference between halacha and the other avodais, and it's impossible to bring a carbon without doing a shechita or kabbal sadam or zrika sadam, but it is possible to bring a carbon without doing halacha, as it's possible to shech the carbon right next to the mizbeach and then do kabbal sadam and zrika without walking. And even though Hilach is certainly one of the Da'al Avedah Sadam, but it's not Avedah Hashuva like Shechita, Kabbalah, and Zrika, and therefore, even in a scenario where one has to do Hilacha, the din of Shalei L'Shma would not be Ma'akev and would not pass the carbon, as Rashi states, Aval Efshe B'lei Hilach, Hilkach Lei Chashiva L'Misal. And the Mishnah now continues with a third Shita, Rabbi Lezer B'Rab Shimon Eimer, HaMahalach B'Makrish U'Tzarech L'Halach B'Achshava Peiseles, B'Makrish E'in U'Tzarech L'Halach Im Achshava Peiseles. The Rabbi Lezer B'Rab Shimon says that in some cases, someone does Halacha Shalei L'Shma, it would not be an issue. However, in some cases, it would still be an issue. And as Rashi states, the Gemara Mefarish L'Milsei My Tzarech My Ein Tzarech, and the Gemara will explain exactly what Rav Elazar Reb Shimon means. And our Mishnah stated that L'Divrei Hakol, the psul of Shalei L'Shma applies to the Avodah of Kabbalah. And the Gemara asks for Kabbalah Mipasla, that is it true that if someone had Kavanah Shalei L'Shma while doing the Avodah of Kabbalah, that would pass a little carbon? And the Gemara asks a question from a Braisa, as Vatanya we learned to the Braisa, that b'negei the carbon eilah, the pasuk in Pasuk Vayikra states, v'shachlis ben abakal fnei Hashem, v'krivu bnei Aaron akrinim mesadam, v'zarkus adam al mizbeach saviv asher pesach oil moed. And the Braisa explains that when the pasuk states v'krivu zuk kabbal sadam, that this refers to the mitzvah of kabbal sadam, and as Rashi states, u'olamet shetzarech l'kabbal b'kli, that there's a requirement to be makabal adam in a kli, and it's not like an oif where you can do zrika directly from the neck of the oif. And l'chayru when Rashi states loshim b'kli, that Rashi's pointing out that it's not enough if you dip your fingers into the dam and there's a requirement to place it in the kli shoreis. And the Braisa continues in es ata'im kabbal sadam or yein el zrika, that how do you know when the pasuk states v'krivoy that's referring to kabbal sadam, as maybe it's referring to zrika, as akrova generally refers to zrika sadam. And as Rashi points out, the losh and akrova the mizbeachu kedchsiv, as the pasuk states b'negei mincha v'chol mincha asher te'ofer batana v'chol nasu b'machreshes v'al machavas la koyin ha'makrov. So lo you see, there. And as Rashi continues, and maybe when the pasuk mentions vikrivu, it's referring to zrika. But maybe there would not be a requirement to have kabbalah from the oil moed and forward. And I am forced to discuss why is Rashi mentioned only me oil moed ve'elech. However, the Brisa explains that when Maisa, the same pasuk b'negeda oila continues, and it states v'zorku adam al mizbeach saviv, and therefore the pasuk will already speak about zrika hamani mikayim v'krivu zukabol sadam, and therefore when the pasuk states v'krivu, it must be that it's not referring to zrika sadam, and instead it's referring to kabbal sadam. And I in Rashi who's bothered that how do we know there's any din of kabbalah, as maybe it just means that you should bring the behemoth close to the mizbeach, and zok Rashi could eshka kabbalah ba'ilus sinai, as we find that there was a kabbalah by ilus sinai. And as the pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim tells us, "Vayikach Moshe chatzi adam vayosim ba'agonos chatzi adam zorak al mizbeach," and Rashi continues that how do we know it's referring to kabbalah, as maybe it's referring to ilacha? And Rashi continues, "Va'afar gav da'krov aloshin ilachi kad amar le'el," and as we learned on Daf Dalid, when the pasuk stated "Vikra v'akrin zakol zua ilachis evarim lekavesh," but v'ha'cho kivin the zimnim de'ilacha leisei klal, as since benegei a carbon is possible not to do ilacha at all, k'moy yashech lebitzal mizbeach, as Rav Shimon mentioned, and therefore, like Kosvel Akra, the Kabbalah who the Kosvei, then the Pasuk did not mention anything about Halacha, as it's included in Kabbalah, and the Torah is only mentioning those Avodas Chashuvos, and as Rashi states, V'hecha d'tzricha Halacha, and in the case where there's a requirement to do Halacha, Nafkalon d'havi Avoda, so we learn out that it's an actual Avoda, mid'afka rachman l'kabbalah b'lashon Halacha, by the fact that Torah used the term V'krivu in order to define Kabbalah. And before we continue with the Braisa, let us keep in mind that the Gemara's actual question will not be until the end of this long brisa, and the brisa continues to discuss the pasuk in Pashas Oila, as the pasuk in Pashas Vayikra states v'krivu bnei Aaron akoyinim es hadam, and the pasuk could have stated v'krivu bnei Aaron, and it didn't have to state the word akoyinim. And the Tanakhama learns to hear b'koyin kosher v'kli shoreis that kabbalah has to be done al yidei a koyin that's kosher, meaning a koyin that's not a cholol or a balmum, and it also has to be done while the koyin is wearing his big dekuna. As Rashi states v'kli shoreis shehu mulvashim big dekuna. And as Rashi points out, akreinim mashma bikunam, that the word akreinim is mashma while they're bikuna, hainu big dekuna. And Rashi tells us a klal that kol hechad tani nami bikoyin kosher v'kli shoreis, that's referring to big dekuna kamar, as not referring to actual kli shoreis. The Brisa continues, Amar Abakiva, the Abakiva argues in the Tanakhama, and he says that just from the word akreinim, we wouldn't be able to learn that there's a chiv of koyin kosher and kli shoreis. And as Rashi points out, the Abakiva le mashma le mehacha, the ikal me and he doesn't dash in the word hakoyinim, and therefore Rabbi Kiva explains that although I agree with the Tanakhama, but I have a different makar as minayin l'kabbalah shloit hey ala b'koyin kosher v'kli shoreis, as what is my makar that kabbalah cannot be done by a cholol or a balmum, and it has to be done by big dekuna. It's based on gzeir shava as nemakam b'nei aron, as in our pasuk b'negei kabbalah sadam, the pasuk states b'nei aron b'nemal alon, and in pasuk b'midba when the Torah is telling us to told us of Aaron and Moshe, so the pasuk states Elish Shemais Bnei Aaron Akreinim Hamashuchim Hashemile Yodim L'Chayin Ma'al Alon B'Koyin Kosher V'Kli Shores Avkam B'Koyin Kosher V'Kli Shores. And just like that pasuk referring to Aaron and his children who were definitely not halolim and weren't bali mumin, and they were kosher and they also were wearing b'dekuna, so the same applies b'negei our pasuk that a koyin that does kabbalah has to be kosher and has to be wearing b'dekuna. And Rashi explains Ma'al Alon B'Koyin Kosher Makasu B'Dabor the laws be summer hasum tzivi over klisharis nami akasum edaba the chsiv hashem mile yodom v'hain loshim ribu big dekuna chsiv. And as the pasuk in Pashas Emor b'negeid a koyin gadol states v'akoyin a gadol me'echav ashi yutzak al reishi shema mishcha u'mile es yodai lul bishas begadam es reishi lo yifro begadav lo yifrim. Even though this pasuk discusses the big dekuna of the koyin gadol, however there's a connection to kohanim hadyetis as well, as the pasuk in Pashas Tisav states u'big da koyin shashela aron yul ubonav akrav Mesyodam. Finally, the Brisa continues and discusses the point as really relevant to our sugya, as Omer Abtafen, as Rabtafen will now be chilka in the Tanakhama, as the Tanakhama seemed to say that Kabbalah has all the dinim of Zrika, and there is no nafkamina between Kabbalah and Zrika. And Zok Rabtafen, a kapech as bonai, im leishim matik lahafchem hefresh, ben Kabbalah Zrika, ben lefarish. And the lashon of a kapech is a lashon of chitach v'kitza, and he cursed himself and he stated that I should bury my children if I didn't hear that there are differences between Kabbalah and Zrika. However, I don't know how to explain those differences. And Amar Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva responded to Rabbi Tafin, ani afarish, that I will explain the chilukim between Kabbalah and Zrika, and Rabbi Kiva will now bring three chilukim between Kabbalah and Zrika. As number one, Kabbalah lo yasub ba machshava kamaisa, as regard to Kabbalah, that there is no din that machshava is like a maisa, and if someone has the wrong intent, then that will not pass a little carbon. Al Zrika asub ba machshava kamaisa, but in regard to Zrika, then we didn't make machshava like a maisa. And at this point, the Gemara feels that this is talking about Kabbalah shalei lishma, and we see from here that there's a difference between Kabbalah and Zrika, and although Benegei Zrika, there would be a psul shalei lishma, but Benegei Kabbalah, there would not be a psul shalei lishma. And this is the question of our Gemara, as our Mishnah specifically stated, that the psul shalei lishma applies by all Avodais, and even applies by the Avodah of Kabbalah. Before the Gemara answers this question, the Gemara continues with the Braisa, as Rabbi Kiva tells us that there are two other nafkaminas between Kabbalah and Zrika, as number two, Kiblu b'chutz in Chayiv Karis, Zarka b'chutz Anush Karis, that if someone's Mekabal the dam of a carbon outside of the Azara, they will not be Chayiv Karis, but if he performs Zrika outside of the Beis HaMikdash, they'll be Chayiv Karis, and the third nafkamina between Kabbalah and Zrika is Kablu Psulim in Chayavn Lov, Zarku Psulim Chayavn Lov, if someone that is Pasul is Mekabal the dam, then it will not be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, and Rashi gives an example of Zarim or Shach Chayiv Misa is Kagayin Shtui Yayin V'adayim Lem, however a Zar or Shtui Yayin that does the Avodah Zrika will be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Before we continue with the Gemara's Teretz, let us see Rashi. Rashi points out that when Rabbi Kiva stated the first chiluk, that Benegei Kabbalah loy asur ba machshava kamaisa, hashe sakha daita tohachi kamar, e machshava pesel bishvilim, chishav ba, chutzlus mana oy shalei lishma, either Benegei Pigal or Benegei machshava shalei lishma, al molay possible Kabbalah, and that's the Gemara's question. And Rashi continues to explain the next two dinim of Rabbi Kiva, as kibble b'chutz, ein chayav kares, the shchita de chsiv, as only regarding the shchita, the pasuk in Pashas Achri May states, "Vel Pesach Ayomayid Leaviu Lahakav Karban Lashem Lefnei Mishkan Hashem Dam Yechashim LeIshahu Dam Shafach V'Nichus HaIshahu Mikarav Amoy V'Zrika Nafka Midam Shafach LeKamam Perak Hashechet." As we will see in Dafkav Zayin, that this machlek is between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva as the makar for the psul of Zrika's Chutz. Rabbi Shmuel learns from the words Dam Yechashim LeIshahu Dam Shafach that we just saw in this pasuk, and Rabbi Kiva learns from the words Oizavach, and the Chiyuv Karas doesn't apply to Kabbalah, and by extension, it wouldn't apply to Halacha either. And Rashi continues to explain the next din of Rabbi Kiva, that Kiblu Psulim in Chayav Lov, and they would not be Chayim Misa. The reason is, the Be'in Avodah Tamo, She'in Achrei Avodah, as we learned in Seyde Yuma, in Mesechtes Yuma, or Perek Basar Hachu Namitran, Ein Behem Mishum Zaris, V'loi Mishum Tuma, V'loi Mishum Pachasub Gadim. And finally, the Braisa tells us, Amru Loi Rab Tafin, the Rab Tafin responds to Rabbi Kiva, Ha'avodah that I make a Shvua, that Loi Yitisa Yom in a small, that you didn't turn to the right or left, and you got these dinim exactly correct, as Anishamati ve'in lefarish, as although I heard these dinim, and I wasn't able to remember and explain the dinim and the nafkaminas between Kabbalah and Zrika, but at the derish and maskim l'shmua, but you dashed in these by yourself, and you were able to be mechavin to the proper halachos, and b'loshon hazeh amuloi, and Rav Tafin stated the following loshon to Rabbi Kiva regarding Rabbi Kiva, that kol perish memcha, k'perish mechayev, that anyone that separates themselves from you is as if they separated themselves from life itself, which is reminiscent of Rabbi Kiva's mushal to the dog and the yam. And at this point, we completed the Braisa. The Gemara now has a stereo between our Braisa and our Mishnah, as our Mishnah stated that the psul of Shlei Lishma applies to the Avodah of Kabbalah, and the Braisa stated that one of the nafkaminas between Kabbalah and Zrika is that the psul of Shlei Lishma doesn't apply to Kabbalah, and as Rabbi Kiva stated, Kabbalah loy asuba machshava kamaisa, and Zrika asuba machshava kamaisa. The Gemara answers, Amarava loy kasha, that there's no stereo between our Mishnah and the Braisa, as kam machshavas pigol, as the Braisa is referring to machshavas pigol, and if someone does shchita and has kavana to be mekabel adam chutzlus manoi, then as Rabbi Kiva stated, kabbalah loy asuba machshava kamaisa, and it would not be pigol. However, kam machshava shlei lishma, and Amish is referring to machshava shlei lishma, and certainly if during kabbalah someone has the improper kavana and has kavana for a different carbon, then it would be a psul and it would pass a carbon chatas or a carbon pesach. Rabbi continues, dekanami, now bring your right, it is correct, as Diktoni, as our Mishnah stated, Shazevach Nifsel Ba'abod Varim B'Shchita V'Kibul V'Hilach V'Zrika. The Mishnah mentioned a psul V'Loi K'tani Mispagal, and didn't mention anything about pigol, and therefore we could be medayik from the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is teaching us that the only thing that is relevant to all four Avodah Shavadam is only a psul, for example, like Shalei Lishma. However, pigol would not be applicable to all Dala Avodahs, and as we saw in this Braisa, that pigol would not be applicable to Kabbalah Sadam, and keep in mind that the Gemara will define that there are cases where pigol would be applicable to Kabbalah, and Ayin the Baal Tesis who discusses as to how we will have to explain the Loshna Mishnah based on the Maskanis HaGemara, Ayin Sham, and the Gemara ends off, Shma Mina. And let's keep in mind that although our Gemara is only discussing Kabbalah and asks the question of a Kabbalah Mipasla, but Lachar, the Gemara's question is certainly on Halacha, as the entire Avodah of Halacha is only learned from the Avodah of Kabbalah, and if a Psul doesn't apply to Kabbalah, which is Avodah Chashuva, then certainly it would not apply to Halacha, which is a lower level Avodah. The Gemara will now continue and ask a basic question that we just explained, that Rabbi Kiva taught us that there's a chil between Kabbalah and Zrika, and the Din of Pigel doesn't apply to the Avodah of Kabbalah. And the Gemara now continues and asks, U'machshavas Pigel lo pasul b'Kabbalah, that how could Rabbi Kiva state that Machshava Pigel doesn't pass by Kabbalah? And the Gemara will now bring a brisa to prove that Pigel does apply to Kabbalah. And before we continue, let us point out the definition of Pigel, and l'maisa, by knowing the definition of Pigel, we will actually see that the Gemara's question is not really such a strong question. The Gemara is actually going through the motions in order to teach us the actual definition of Pigel. And as we will see in the Maskana, the standard definition of Pigel is when someone does any of the Dala Avodah Shebedam and he has Kavana to do Achila Chutzos Manoi. And as we will see, Achila is defined either as Achilas Mizbeach or Achilas Adam. And Achilas Mizbeach is defined either as Rikas Hadam Adam Mizbeach or the Shvichas Shirayim of the Dam or the Aktaras Hamirim Adam Mizbeach, which are all Achilas Mizbeach. And Achilas Adam is, of course, a person eating this carbon Chutzos Manoi. However, at this point in the Gemara doesn't know this definition, and therefore the Gemara asks the following question: how can you say the Machsheres Pigel is not Pasul B'Kabbalah? V'atanya, but we learned to the Brisa B'negeya Pigel, that B'negeya Pigel, the Pasuk and Pasha Sav tells us, V'mei Ochel Ye'ochel Mibisaz Zevach Shlomo B'yoyim HaShlishi Le'yei Rotza HaMakrev Oysay Le'yei Chashuv Lo'yei Pigel Yia V'anefesh HaYichelos B'Mena Avoy Notisa. And since the Pasuk uses Loshin HaMakrev Oysay, and the standard term of Akrava refers to Zrika, and therefore the Brisa has a Havmina, Yochel Lo'yei Tei Machshava B'Elis El B'Zrika B'Vad, that one would think that the only time that the Psul Machshava is only while someone is performing the Avodah of Zrika, and Minayin L'Rabbi Shechita V'Kabbalah, and how do we know that the Psul of Pigel also applies during the time that someone is doing the Avodah of Shechita and Kabbalah? Hamad Lema, at the beginning of the Pasuk stated, V'me'ochel ye'ochel mi'b'saz zevach shlama b'yayim ha'shlishi lo'yei ratza, and therefore we learn that this Din of Pigel is relevant to Dvarim ha'mevinon de'achila ha'kos medaber, that's relevant to any action that is required in order for someone to eat from the zevach and eat from this carbon, and therefore Pigel applies not only to Zrika, but also to Shechita Halacha and Kabbalah. And although the Gemara will continue with the Brisa, but right at this point we already see a stira, as previously we mentioned that Pigel doesn't apply to Kabbalah, and now we see that Pigel does apply to Kabbalah. However, the Brisa continues, Yochel Shani Mar Ba'af Shvicha Shirayim V'Aktara Samurim, that one would think that the Din of Pigel would also apply Shvicha Shirayim and Aktara Samurim. Hamad Loiman, we will be curious to the next part of the Gemara, as Hamakrev Oysa Le'yei Chashev. The Pasuk tells us that the Din of Pigel applies to Zrika. The Gemara points out, Zrika B'chlal Oysa, that we already knew that the Din of Pigel applies to Zrika based on the fact that that is one of the things that matter d'achila, and therefore that would be included in the limit of Me'ochel Ye'ochel, that B'dvarim V'yom De'achila HaKos Medaber. Not only does that include Shechita Kabbalah and Elacha, but certainly it includes Zrika. And therefore, V'lam Yotza, so why the Torah repeats Zrika and state that Makrev Oysa Le'yei Chashev L'Hakash Elah, and that is in order to teach us that we should make a hekesh that the only time that Pigel applies is only if something similar to Zrika, and Leim Lecha Ma Zrika Miyuched She'avoidu Ma'akevis Kapara, that just like Zrika is Avoida and it's also Ma'akev the Kapara, Avkol She'avoidu Ma'akevis Kapara, and therefore Pigel only applies when someone has Kavana while they're doing an Avoida that is Ma'akev Kapara, and therefore Yosef Shvicha Shirayim V'Aktar Se'murin She'ein Ma'akevis HaKapara, and therefore Pigel doesn't apply if someone does Shvicha Shirayim or Aktar Se'murin with the improper Kavana, as they are not Ma'akev Kapara. And as we know, if the Shiori Dam spill, or if they're lost, or the Emurim get lost, and they're not placed onto the Mizbeach, that the carbon is still Mechaper. And Ayin Rashi, who explains Pigel by Shvicha Shirayim and Aktar Se'murim, in Dibur Maschel Af Shvicha Shirayim, Im Shafach Shiori Adam Liyasoid, Al Manas Lechel Basel Chutzel Zmanai, Oyim Hikde Emurim B'machshav Azu, Ayin Sham. And keep in mind that based on the way that we were Gurus in our Gemara, that we will not be Gurus Rashi Dibur Maschel Le'yiratza, Rashi explains Hainu Zrika Shimuratza, and Ayin Rashi Dibur Maschel She'im Akvin, where Rashi explains that Shiori Adam E'im Akvin, Ketani Be'ezim Akvin, and as we learn on Daphnum Ve'ezim Ve'ez, that Yochel Yakvenu, Talmud Lema, but the Pasuk in Pasha Vayikra states, it's called Dama Par Yishpoich Le'yisei Mizbeach. mizbach ha'ilah she pesach ha'il moed. And as the Gemara will explain, nitkwa kasla se vaso shiari mitzvah. And similarly, aktoras ha'mirun lo ma'akvin kapara dichsiv. And as the pasuk in Pashas Achrei Mei states, ki adam hu b'nefesh yichaper. And before we continue, let us point out that certainly it's a bit shver as to the Gemara's havmina, as why the Gemara would think that we'd be ma'abish v'chish shirayim and aktoras ha'mirun if the Gemara previously already stated that pigle only applies b'dvarma mevino de'achila kasla medaber. Therefore, the din of pigle certainly applies to the dal avidos, but the chayr shvichas shirayim and aktaras emurim are not mevino de achila. However, let's point out that certainly if someone has the emurim, then they not only eat their carbon until the makt the emurim, and the only time that we say that aktaras emurim is not ma'akev is if you lose the emurim, then it would no longer be ma'akev. However, certainly it would be categorized as a dava mevino de achila, and therefore the gemara's havmin is that pigle should apply even in the case of aktaras emurim. However, this still doesn't explain the Gemara's Havimir B'Gei Shvichas Shirayim and Ayin Nisfas Emes, as well as in the Brisk Rav, etc. And we continue on Daf Yud Gimel and Beis, and the Gemara will now answer the stira between these two brises. And let us remember what the question was, as the first brisa stated that the din of pigle doesn't apply to Kabbalah Sadam, and we just saw a brisa that clearly taught us that pigle applies to Kabbalah Sadam. And the Gemara states, El Leikasha, that there's no question, as Hada Omar Reini Sheikh Ram Nasal Kabbal Dom Lamachar, as the first brisa tells us that the din of pigle doesn't apply to Kabbalah Sadam. That is talking about a scenario where someone does a shechita, which is an avodah, and instead of having machshavas pigle of achilas mizbeach or achilas adam chutzlus manoi, he had machshava to do kabbalah chutzlus manoi, and after its proper time, and to do kabbalah the next day, and that would not be pigle. But hada amar reini mekabel dama menas lishpach shirayin lomacha. However, the second brisa that tells us that pigle applies b'negei kabbalah sadam, that's referring to someone that actually does that void of kabbalah while he's having kavana l'shem achila chutzlus manoi, and either while he was doing kabbalah he had kavana that he would perform the actual zrikas adam chutzlus manoi and he would do so the next day, or he had kavana to do shvichas shirayim or aktar simurim the next day, or he had kavana to eat the basa chutzlus manoi. And certainly this fits into the definition of pigle, which as we stated is doing avoda al menas achila shloi bezmanoi. And let's go back to the memory of Rabbi Akiva, as Rabbi Akiva stated that there's a chil between kabbalah and zrika, and he stated kabbalah loy asaba machshava kemaisa and zrika asaba machshava kemaisa. And as Rashi at the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph points out, the ilu zrika kai gavna asaba machshava kemaisa im shachar al manas lizuk dam lemacha, then certainly that's pigle the hainu achilus mizbeach this Rabbi Behedya filu shvicha shurayim lekamon. We know that any machshava for any achila and even achilus mizbeach of shvicha shurayim would be pigle, and certainly if someone had kavana for zrikas adam chutzlus manoi, then that certainly is pigle. And the Gemara now continues to discuss shvichas shirayim and aktaras emurim. And as we saw in the brisa at the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that the brisa taught us that yachol shani mar ba'af shvichas shirayim v'aktaras emurim. The brisa taught us that pigle doesn't apply to shvichas shirayim and aktaras emurim, as yachol shvichas shirayim v'aktaras emurim she'im ma'akvin sakapara. And at this point, the Gemara is amalei ahum rabbanon rava. So this Talmud Chacham is rava u'shvichas shirayim v'aktaras emurim le'pasul machshava. How can you tell me that the din of pigle doesn't apply to shvichas shirayim or aktaras emurim? But v'tanya, we learned in the brisa, yachol loytei machshava me'elas el b'achilas basa, that one would think that the only time that pigle applies is if someone has machshava to eat the basa of a carbon chutzlus manoi minayin rabbi shvichas shirayim v'aktaras emurim. And how do we know that pigle applies even when someone had kavana to do shvichas shirayim or aktaras emurim chutzlus manoi? And the brisa explains talmud leimar that we learned this from the pasuk in tzav in the gei pigle, where the pasuk stated and since we have a double lashon of achila, so b'shtei achilas hakasam edaber, so we see that the Torah is speaking about two different types of achilas, achas achilas adam v'achas achilas mizbeach, and the din of pigle doesn't only apply where someone had kavana to eat the actual carbon chutzlus manoi, but it also applies if someone had kavana to do any of the achilas mizbeach chutzlus manoi, and achilas mizbeach includes zrika as well as shvichas shirayim as well as haktaras emurim. And we previously saw that the din of pigle doesn't apply to shvichas shirayim and aktaras emurim, and this brisa specifies that the din of pigle applies to shvichas shirayim and aktaras emurim. And once again, the Gemara answers that we have to define pigle very carefully, as loy kasha, as it won't be shver, and there's no steer between the brises, as hada amar reini zerik al manas lishpich shirayim l'macha, as the second brisa which teaches us that the din of pigle applies to shvichas shirayim and aktaras emurim, that is where someone performs any of the abba avodos, and he does so while he has intent that he will do shvichas shirayim or aktaras Arisar Murim Chutzlis Manoi, and that meets the criteria and the definition for Pigol, which is Avida al Menas Achila Shalebiz Manoi, and Achilus Mizbech is also considered Achila, and therefore it's certainly considered Pigol. And whether in our original Braisa we stated that the din of Pigol doesn't apply to Shvicha Shurayim and Aktaris Murim, is Hada Omar Reini Shevich Shurayim al Menas Lahakter Murim Lamacha, that's referring to a case where someone was doing Shvicha Shurayim, and he stated he's doing so on condition either that he'll be Makdade Murim Chutzlis Manoi, or he will eat from the basa of this carbon Chutzlis Manoi. And similarly, B'negei Aktaris Murim, if someone performs Aktaris Murim and he states that I'm doing so with Kavona that I will eat the carbon Chutzlis Manoi, then that would not be considered Pigol. And certainly this doesn't meet the definition of Pigol, since he's not in middle of Avoda, and the only time that Pigol applies is only when someone is in the middle of doing an Avoda. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let us remember that B'negei, those Karbonois whose dam is brought on his Be'ach HaPrimi, instead of doing Zrikas Adam, the Kohen would take the blood with his finger and place it on the Kanis Mizbach HaOilah. And for example, as the Pesukim tell us, B'negei the Par Kohen Mashiach and the Par HaMdavish Shel Tzibur and the Sar of the Nasi, and as the Pasuk states in Pasuk Vayikra, V'lokach HaKohen HaMashiach Midam HaPar V'hevi Oisei Elohim Moed V'tavol HaKohen Es Etzboi B'Adam V'hizu Min Adam Sheva Palm V'fnei Hashem Es Pnei Pereches HaKodesh V'nosa HaKohen Min Adam Al Kanis Mizbach K'teris HaSamlo V'fnei Hashem Asher Ba'il Moed V'es Kol Dam HaPar Yishpech L'Yisrei Mizbach O'il Asher Pesach O'il Moed. And based on this, the Gemara continues, Amr Behuda Breid Rab Chia, Shemati I have heard from Arabeim, Shetfilas Etzman Fergelos Bechatas Penimis, that if while a Kohen is bringing a Chatas HaPenimis, and while he's dipping his finger into the blood, he has Kavana for Achilles Mizbeach or Achilles Adam Chutzlis Manoi, then it would still be considered a pigol. The Gemara tells us, Shama Ilfa, Amr Kameda Bapada, and Ilfa heard this member of Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rab Chia, and he repeated the member in front of Bapada, and Amman Bapada responded, Klum Lamadu Pigol El Mishlamim, that the only way that we know the din of pigol is for the Pasuk in Pashat Tzav, which is discussing a carbon Shlamim, and Mashlamim ain't Tfilis Etzba Mefagels Ben, and just like B'negei Shlamim, there is no concept of Tfilis Etzba, as a carbon Shlamim is only brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, and there's only a concept of Zrikas Hadam, and there's never a concept of Tfilis Etzba, so Avchatas ain't Tfilis Etzba Mefagels Ben, and therefore the din of pigol would never apply by Tfilis Etzba, and even in the case of Chatas, where the Matanas that are done on the Mizbeach are done through Tfilis Etzba. However, the Gemara responds that this is not a question, as do you think that all dinim of pigol are learned only from shlamim? But we know that that is not the case, as imash shlamim shleil lishma im moitzim de pigol af chata shleil lishma im moitzim de pigol. That we know there's a klal, and the only time that someone that eats from a carbon that was pigol would be chayiv kares is only if the only problem with this carbon is only the machsheves pigol that the person had b'shas hakrava, and therefore although the carbon is actually puzzle, the only way that someone will be chayiv kares for eating pigol is only if the kohen continues with all the avodos and completes all the avodos properly, and then if someone eats from that carbon, then they'll be chayiv kares. However, if the kohen continues with the avodos and does the avodos improperly in a way that the carbon becomes puzzle for another reason, then even if a person would eat this carbon, he would not be chayiv kares. And we know if someone is bringing a carbon shlamim and he has kavana shalei lishmai, then the carbon is still kasha el shalei olul bailum l'shem chayva, and therefore if someone brings a carbon shlamim and he has kavanas pigol, and then he completes all the avodas of the shlamim, then even if while doing one of the avodas he had kavanas shloi lishmoi, the din of pigol would still apply, and if someone ate from that carbon, he would still be chayiv kares. And if the din of pigol is completely learned out of the din of shlamim, so l'chayr the same din should apply b'negei achatas, and therefore if a carbon became pigol and then the kohen did the other avodas, and during one of the avodas he was mechashiv shloi lishmoi, so l'chayr it should still be pigol, and if someone would eat from this carbon chatas, he should still be chayiv kares. And as Rashi points out, that we know that that's not correct, as the Mishnah teaches us on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, HaPesach VaChatas Yeshachtim Chutzlis Manoi VeKibul VeHoch VeZorek Shalei Lishmoi Zeu Shalei Karav HaMatak Mitzvasai VeInu Pigol LeAnish Kares HaLechilasai. And this is a concept that we learn on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis Mikra Katzaris Kosher Kachatzaris Pigol Sheyikuvu Kol Matirin Dehainu Abo Avodis Bleib Psul Machshav HaKares. And therefore we see that the din of a pigol are not learned only from the din of shlamim. And as the Gemara continues, Elamayis Chlamema Merubuya de Krakasya and Hachanami Merubuya de Krakasi, and we see that the din of a pigol are not necessarily only learned from the carbon shlamim. And just like for the gate of the din of shloi lishmoi, the din of a chatas is different than the din of a shlamim. And similarly, even though the avodah of tfilas etzba is not relevant to a shlamim, Chachamim, the din of Pligel could still apply to Tefillas Etzba, and as Rashi points out, Elamayis L'chalameimam, Rebuy de Krakasi, Kalas Vachal L'Pigel B'Teres Kainim, V'Loy Mishlam Lamdu, and we don't learn it directly from Shlamim, Hilko Kol Chad V'Chad, Ma'i D'Pasil, Ma'i Tziyum B'Dei Pigel, V'Chein L'Nin Ha'V'Asli L'Dei Pigel, Kol Chad V'Chad, Ma'i D'Chsib B'Dei D'Havi Avoidu, M'Vil L'Dei Pigel, and the Gemara now continues with a similar memra, and as we will see, the Teres of Gemara will be a bit different, and the Gemara begins, Amar B'Shuv Malevi, Rabbi Shua Malevi stated, Baliyazu Shemati Me Rebbe, and this attic I heard from Rebbe, Shetfilas Etzman Fageles, even if one had Kavonis Pigol while doing the Avodah Tfilas Etzba, while bringing a carbon that's brought befim, that would be considered Pigol. And once again, the Gemara brings a similar question, that Toyibur Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish asked the following question, that Klum Lomdu Pigol El Moshlamim, that Lachari, the only way that we know to din a Pigol is from the Pasuk and Pashas Tzav, that is discussing a carbon Shlamim, and Mashlam in Tfilas Etzman Fagel's ben, as the concept of Tfilas Etzba is not relevant to a Karmen Shlamim, so Avchatas ain't Tfilas Etzba Fagel's ben, and this is so far exactly like the member of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Rabbi Chiya and the question of Apada, and the Gemara continues and gives the same answer as Bichia Kol Mishlam Lamdu, as you think that we learned the din of Pigol directly from Shlamim, as if so, Imash Shlamim Shleil Lishma Im Meitzu B'Dei Pigol, Avchatas Shleil Lishma Im Meitzu B'Dei Pigol, which is the exact same teret that the Gemara previously gave. However, the Gemara will now continue and point out that even though it's true that there's a difference between Shlomim and Achatas, as we stated that B'negei Shlomim, if someone doesn't avoid the Shleil Lishman, it's Ein Meitzim Dei Pigol. However, B'negei Achatas, if someone doesn't avoid the Shleil Lishman, it will be Meitzim Dei Pigol. However, it is possible that we still learn all the Dino of Pigol from Shlomim, and therefore our original question would still be Shver, that how could it be that Pigol would apply to Tefillas Etzba if we don't find the concept of Tefillas Etzba by a carbon Shlomim? And as the Gemara continues, Amar Beisib Abchina, Rabbi Yisrael Ben Chanina states in that it is possible that Kol Mishlamim Lamdu, that we do learn all the Dinam Pigol from Shlamim, and therefore L'chir Reb Shimon Ben Lakish is correct that we should state Ma Shlamim Ein Tefillas Etzman Fagel's Ben, Af Chatas Ein Tefillas Etzman Fagel's Ben, and even though you pointed out that there is a difference between a Shlamim and a Chatas B'negei Pigol, however that doesn't prove anything, as Hol Chutzim Mekayim Paisib L'Shlamim and Shalei L'Shmai is Paisib L'Chatas, as when discussing the Psula Pigol, you don't look at what is actually possible by a Shlamim, but we look at what would happen if there is some sort of machshava that would pass by a Shlamim. And since B'negei Shlamim, we know if while someone is doing any of the Avedais, they have machshava and intent to eat the bus of the carbon outside of its proper makayim, that machshava would pass a Shlamim. And we also find a different psul, B'negei Karbon Chatas, and we know that if while someone is doing the Dala Avedais by a Chatas, they have intent, Shalei L'Shmai, then it will pass the Karbon Chatas. And therefore, we could still learn the din of chatas from a shlamim, as machutz mukaymah had place of a shlamim meitzim de pigol, is just like if someone had machshavas pigol, and then while doing a different avodah, he had a machshava chutz mukaymah that certainly would pass the carbon, and therefore if someone ate from this carbon which originally was pigol, he would not be chayev kares. And similarly, the same din would apply b'negeya psul by chatas that af shaloi lishmoy had place of a chatas meitzim de pigol, that if someone was mefagel carbon chatas and then while performing any of the other avodas, he had kavanah shalei l'shmai, which is a psul by a carbon chatas. But certainly, we could learn that from the carbon shlamim that we see that any time that a carbon becomes psul, then if at a later point a person eats from this carbon, he would not be chayev kares. And l'chir, since we now see that we do learn all the dinim of pigol from shlamim, so we are now back to our original question that l'chir, how can you say that the din of pigol applies to tefillas etzba if we don't find the concept of tefillas etzba by a shlamim? However, the Gemara now continues and answers the question of Rabbi Yisrael Abchina, as Omer Rabbi Yemiya Mitzida Tavra, that from the point that you yourself made, we will actually be able to show why your question is not Shver, and we will be able to show that it's impossible that we learn all the dinam of pigol from Shlamim, as you wanted to say that since we find B'negei Shlamim, that is a psul of Chutzal Mekaymai, therefore when we find a psul by a chatas of Shalei L'Shmai, then the same dinam will apply, and if by a chatas someone had Kavanah Shalei L'Shmai, then it will be Meitzim Edei Pigol, but L'Chir, you can't bring a raya from the din of Shalei Mekaymai to the din of Shalei L'Shmai, as Malach Chutzal Mekaymai a place of Shlamim Shekein Noig B'chol HaZvachim, as potentially we could say that we can't compare the case of Shalei L'Shmai by Chatas to the case of Kavanas Chutzal Mekaymai by Shlamim, as clearly the psul of Chutzal Mekaymai is more chomer than the psul of Shalei L'Shmai, as the psul of Machshava Chutzal Mekaymai pertains to all Kavanas, while Taima B'Shalei L'Shmai Shein Noig El Pesib Chatas Vilvad, and as we learned in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, that the psul of Shalei L'Shmai only passes a carbon legamri by a carbon chatas and a carbon pesach, and therefore we wouldn't be able to learn the din of shaloi lishmoi by a carbon chatas when the din of chutzal mekaymoi b'negei a carbon shlamim. And Rabbi Yirmiya therefore continues elamayis l'chomema, and if you're going to want to say that the din of a pigol are learned directly from a carbon shlamim, we would have to explain the limud a bit differently, and the limud from shlamim b'negei a pigol would be as follows: that dava paisabem might see him b'negei pigol, and if someone does any machshava on a carbon that would pass that carbon, then the din of pigol is no longer relevant to that carbon. And for example, by a carbon shlamim, if someone is mechashev for chutzal mekaymai, then it will pass the carbon, and therefore the din of pigol would not be relevant. However, dava ma'akev behem mevil de pigol, if someone does any of the avodas adam which are ma'akev in the carbon, and he had kavana to eat the carbon chutzal manoi, then the carbon would be pigol. And hachinami, and similarly b'negei a carbon chatos, dava paisel ba meitzi b'dei pigol, that if he had kavana shaloi l'shmoi, which is absurd by a carbon chatos, then the din of a pigol would not apply. And we also learn from the carbon shlomim that dava ma'akev ba mevil de pigol, that if someone had kavana to eat this carbon shaloi b'zmanoi, and it's during an avoda that's ma'akev regarding this specific carbon, then that would be mefag of this carbon. And since by a chatsa primis the avoda of tilas etzba is ma'akev, so therefore the din of pigol applies during that avoda as well. And up until this point, we just saw this din of tilas etzba and mefageles bechatsa primis based on the memory of Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Chiya that stated shemati that I heard from Arabeim, and similarly Rabbi Shulam Alevi stated be'aliyazu shemati, and he had this kabbalah where he heard this from Rebbe. And whatever the Gemara now tells us, Amar Amari Afananamitina, we find this din in the Mishnah Mesechus Menachos, as the Mishnah states, Zeaklal, this is a general rule regarding pigol b'negeya mincha, as kol kaimetz v'nostim bakli v'amelich v'amater, that b'negeya mincha, the din of pigol applies if someone had a kavana achila shalei bezmanai, either while he did the kmitza, or while he's placing the kmitza into the kli, or while he's walking with the kli with the kaimetz to the mizbeach, or while he's being makter the kaimetz out of the mizbeach. And Ramari continues to explain his raya, as if we learned the entire din of pigol from the din of shlamim, bishlei mekaimetz hainu sheched, so it makes sense why the din of pigol applies to kmitza, as kmitza corresponds to shchita, and similarly it makes sense why pigol would apply to meilich, as hainu meilich, as that's similar to elocha by dam to the mizbeach, and similarly it would make sense why the din of pigol would apply when someone is being makter the kaimetz on his beach, as makter nami hainu zerek, as makter is similar to zrikas hadam. However, al nesim mekli mayniu, but when someone takes the kmitza and places it into a kli, then l'chiri that doesn't correspond to any avodah that we find by yishlamim, as ilayim the double kabbalah, as if you will say that's similar to kabbalah, as you're placing something into the kli, and by the gei yishlamim you're placing the dam into a kli, and by a mincha you're placing the kmitza into a kli, but midami, but they're not similar, as hasam emela hachayu kashakov rami, as over there it happens emela, as the blood falls from the neck of the animal into the kli, but over here he's taking the kmitza and he's placing it into the kli with his own hand, and therefore Amari brings a raya that by the fact that the Mishnah Mesechtes Menachos tells us that the din of pigol even applies when someone is placing the kmitza into a kli, so it must be ela kivin leisagi d'leyav al kochi avodah chashuvi, but by the fact that you have to actually do this, and this is one of the requirements to do by mincha, so it's avodah chashuva. Therefore, we learn from a carbon shlamim that pigol applies to any avodah chashuva, and hachinami, and therefore the same would apply by the chatas haprimis as kivin leisagi d'leyav law al kochi hayno halacha, since it would be impossible to do the matnas dam on the mizbeach without the kohen dipping his finger into the blood. Therefore, this action of tefilas etzbai is considered like halacha, as this is the way that you're bringing the dam towards the mizbeach. Therefore, we have a raya that if while doing tefilas etzba bedam, the kohen had intent to do any of the achilas chutzos manoi, then the carbon would be considered pigol. However, the Gemara now continues that the raya that Rav Murray tried to bring for the Mishnah Mesechtes Menachos is not a valid raya, as loy, as it's not necessarily a raya, as loyim the domi le kabbalah, as really we could say that benegei a karm mincha, the nesina of the kmitza into the kli is mamish the same as kabbalah, and therefore we learn it directly from the din of shlamim and udah kamrid. And even though you had a taina that there is a differentiation between these avodas, as hacham memela, as benegei a kabbalah by an animal, the blood flows memela into the kli, and hasam iu kashakal v'yarev, and by mincha the kohen takes the kmitza and places it into the kli. But that is not enough of a nafkamina, and we can learn the din of a mincha from the din of shlamim, as kivin the idi v'iti matan kliu mali memela mali kashakal v'yarev, that since ultimately the point of the avodah is to place the dam or to place the kmitza into the kli, so therefore it doesn't make a difference if it's happening in memela or if it happens through the kohen placing placing the kibitzah into the kli, and it's considered the same exact avodah. And since we see b'negei shlamim that the din of pigel applies to kabbalah, so therefore the din of pigel would apply to nesina b'kli by a mincha as well. And since we learn all four avodas of a mincha directly from a shlamim, so at least from this mishnah we can't necessarily bring a raya that the din of pigel would apply by a chatas hapnimis by tefilas etzba, since we don't find this avodah by a korban shlamim. And before we end, let us see Rashi b'negei the mishnah mesechtes menachos. And as Rashi states, afanana mitnina the tefilas etzba mfagelas the tam b'menachos kol koimitz b'chol dal avodis imchishav amnas lechushurayim oy lahakdik koimitz lemachor that is pigel. And Rav Mori pointed out bishlei mekoimitz mfagel the hainu kesheichet shemitzi dam shuchil kavoyim min abasa v'abasa shurayim meim avze hifresh koimitz mitecha shurayim v'chein shar beiz avodis the mfagel mehekesha dehokish minchul uzavach dechsev zoi satoya v'om lekamon dehachakesha mashlom mfagel mispaglin avkol mfaglin umispaglin. And Rashi continues that Rav Mori wanted to explain al kibud lo yisagid lo yo koimitz lekli lekachil b'techoi k'damin le'el. And as we learned in Daf Yud Aleph shalei b'kli shar p'sula v'amin on time of mesech l'seitu v'perek sheni and midi de have adam that lab afagav the kadushte sakim mitzava behima hod de boy l'kabule v'kadushte b'kli zim nachriti so koimitz nami afagav the kachim mincha kula b'kli boy l'kadushte koimitz zim nachriti hilka chavidu chashuvu hu mefagla. And Rashi continues that the Gemara was doicha the Raya of Rav Mori as lo ilum d'dom l'kabbalah hilka chasya b'akesha the iskish menachas l'shlamim the hasrabi kabbalah b'shlamim l'fagla k'namil l'el umatan kli b'mincha k'kabbalah b'dom avot tefilas etzba lo yisrabay v'lo yitifshat ayin sham. And we will stop over here.